Billy Frost covering Frankie Valli's Can't Take My Eyes Off You, and the Queen of Soul started the hour on the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Grocery rebate payments are being issued today to eligible Canadians. It's a food inflation affordability measure being delivered to 11 million people. And then what? What about next month or even next week? Food prices just keep going up and up. What is the longer-term solution? Our guest is Dr. Sylvain Charlebois, Senior Director of the Agri-Food Analytics Lab at Dalhousie University. Welcome, Sylvain.
Well, thank you.
Sylvain, certainly if you're a low-income Canadian and you receive a few hundred dollars to help with groceries, it is appreciated. But how does this approach measure up in terms of a solution?
Well, I don't think it's sustainable. So the $2.5 billion coming out of Ottawa today will be welcome help for a lot of people, obviously. 11 million people are getting money today. That's a lot of people, which points to our food security problem nationally. So you have to think about more sustainable solutions, because right now we've seen not only the federal government, but several provinces giving money away over the last 12 months just to help households cope with inflation. So you can only do so much. With more public spending, you can actually potentially make food inflation or inflation in general a worse problem. And so that's why you have to think about, you know, different scenarios, which would require more work, more research, but I actually think that, you know, discussions around a guaranteed minimum income have merit. And also, I mean, in the United States, they do have the SNAP program, which is known also as the food stamp program. I think it's time to actually have a serious discussion about some of these programs to help our Canadians in need.
Okay, so before we talk about, you know, potential solutions, can we talk about why food inflation continues to be such an issue? I mean, post-pandemic, we understood that it was supply and demand, that there was a supply chain thing going on. But I feel like we're far enough down the road. So why is it up 9% year over year, Sylvain?
It's a good question. So in Ontario, by the way, it's actually at 7.8%. It's the lowest in the country. And the reason why it's the lowest in the country, well, there's more food manufacturing in the province and there's more competition too. So those factors do help. They help Canadians. And in fact, last week, the Competition Bureau actually outlined the essence of competition to help Canadians. So, but the reality with food or food distribution is that margins are very low compared to other sectors of the economy. And 2022, early 2023, those historical years have actually created a new baseline when it comes to cost management. And so if people are wondering why food prices are still going up, it's essentially that reason. So companies had to cope with higher costs, but they couldn't actually increase prices by 20, 30, 40% at once. They're gradually, incrementally increasing prices. And that's why we're still seeing food prices go up. But the good news is that the food inflation rate is dropping, which means that the situation is much more manageable for food companies, and we should expect more deals as we go through the summer.
So with that in mind, at what point will the annual food inflation measure out against the overall inflation rate?
Right now it's not looking good because the gap is increasing. If I recall correctly, for May, the gap was almost over 5%, which is quite substantial. We haven't seen that in 40 years. The gap in the U.S. is actually shrinking between food inflation and inflation. We should start seeing that gap being reduced over, I'd say, in the fall, not before. So that's why, but the reality, if you look at the data, people, despite inflation, people are actually spending less at the grocery store. One would think that we're forced to spend more at the grocery store. We're actually spending less, essentially because people are just spooked at the grocery store and they're paying more. Let's face it, they're paying more to keep a roof over their heads. Most people are spending way more Mortgage payments, rents, and things like that. So that's putting a lot of pressure on people, and they're more careful. They're trading down at the grocery store.
Sylvain, in under a minute, can you just tell us about the best before conversations that are happening right now, the best before stamps on food, and whether or not those will disappear? Because there's a difference between expiration date and best before dates.
Oh, absolutely. So expiry dates are non-negotiable, really, and they're applied to on just a few products, like baby formula, for example. And if you actually consume product after an expiry date, you're in trouble. So you can't mess with that with those. However, best before dates are different. Best before doesn't mean bad after. It's just a quality point of reference, basically, around freshness and quality, so people can rely on senses to assess whether or not a product is still edible. Mm-hmm. The reality is that best before dates are pushing Canadians to throw away perfectly good and safe food, unfortunately.
Right.
And so we're addicted to those dates, really.
Yeah, right. It's as if the best before concept has replaced expiry. So people, they're confused.
They are confused. And the problem that we have right now, because of our very strong food safety culture, only 27% of Canadians would be willing to see best before dates disappear. And so very few people would be willing to see that. And so what needs to happen, in my view, is that you need to build some awareness around these dates and what they actually mean.
Yeah, for sure. And then discount the prices. If the best before date is come and gone,
yeah,
then the prices are less expensive for those food items. We got to let it go there, Sylvain. Dr. Sylvain Charlebois, Senior Director of the Agri-Food Analytics Lab at Dalhousie University. Thank you, Sylvain. We could talk to you forever. There is so much to learn here.
We'll call you back.
Yeah. But in the meantime, you get back to your cottaging, okay?
Take care.